这个王一直重用他。
According to the Bible, Daniel was recorded as a man of good and excellent spirit. Therefore, the kings did not want him to go.
那时候他是办事非常的忠心，所以呢，这个王呢非常的重用他，那想要立他来做宰相了。
Because he was so loyal to his kings, and the king wanted to appoint him as the head of the governors.
我们看到但以理，他在他的工作表现上非常的杰出。
So we could see that he really excel in his work.
那让他的上司发现说，这个人与众不同。
So that his superior could notice that he is different.
那当王想要把他 promote， 把他提升的时候。众人的控告陷害就来到了。
But when the king wanted to promote him, the people actually accused him.
那所以但以理他因为工作太突出，就带来一些人家要陷害他，在他要被提升之前，陷害就来。
And because he was so excellent, therefore accusations came.
但是因为他的生活是完全，他的生活上以及他的工作上完全没有过失。
But he was a blameless man in his work and in his lifestyle.
那所以这些要陷害他的人说找不到把柄来陷害他的。
So the accusers could find nothing to accuse him of.
那最后就只好找他的信仰生活来做目标。
So at the end, they grabbed hold on his religious practice to accuse him.
那显然但以理他的信仰的生活呢，是众人所知道的。
So this shows us that his religious practice is something that is well known.
其他的总长跟总督他们已经知道，但以理有一个习惯，他就是常常会跟他的神祷告。
All the satraps and the governors all knew that Daniel would always pray to his God.
那所以他这个祷告的生活就成为他与众不同的一个特征，是别人可以很明显在他身上看到的。
And that is a special thing that people all know about him, which is his prayer habit.
想想看，我们在我们身上有没有与众不同的特征
？Do we have a special characteristic that people can see？
我们遇到事情的时候，我们是不是跟别人一样会很慌张，还是我们有一个很稳定的力量在帮助我们
？When challenges come upon us, are we calm like Daniel, or do we get nervous and anxious？
那这些工作上的同伴们想要控告他的时候，他们就跑到找王，要请王来下手，来陷害但以理。
So his co-workers wanted to find some fault in him and went to the king, trying to accuse him.
如果我们看但以理书第六章第六节
，If we read Daniel chapter 6 verse 6，
第七节他们说，所有的总督跟总督、总长、钦差这些巡抚呢，他们说跟王说，我们都已经商议好了，请王要下一条禁令。
So in verse 7, it tells us that all the governors, administrators, satraps, counselors, advisors had consulted together to establish a royal statute to ask the king to sign it.
那显然这个话是假的，因为至少但以理应该不在其中。
What they said was actually a lie because Daniel was definitely not part of this.
他们这些人纷纷聚集到王面前来。
But all these people came in the presence of the king.
第六节说他们是这些人哦，总长、总督纷纷聚集来见王。
In verse 6 it says all these governors and satraps and came before the king.
那他们跟王说呢，三十天之内。或向除了在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，要被扔在狮子坑里。
They told the king that within 30 days, anybody who bowed down to their king would be thrown to the lion's den.
那这个时候王呢，就听他们这个建议，就下这个命令。
So the king agreed to this and signed it.
那你看这里他们所要求王去下这个禁令呢？是说人不可以向其他人或者是向神求什么。
So the decree that was signed said that no man can make petition to any god or man.
这里我们看到说，一般人对但以理祷告的那个动作呢， 他们一定以为丹尼尼在祷告里面都是在向他的神求什么的。
So from this, we could see that people misunderstood that Daniel's prayers to God was always just a petition.
其实我们人在跟神祷告的时候，不见得总是在求东西的。
But actually, the prayers that we offer may not only be petitions.
一般人对祷告的概念就是我向神求我需要的。
But most people's concept of prayer is that we pray to God of what we need.
所以既然是但是其实祷告不应该只是求东西啊。
But prayers should not be limited to only petitions.
我们知道我们从这几天的查考知道祷告里面包括感谢赞美。
From the past 2 days, we have learned that prayers included petitions and thanksgiving.
有些东西是属灵的，是不是物质上的，其实是人没有办法给的。
There are a lot of things that men cannot give you.
但是一般人这些总督们他们对认为就祷告应该求，所以他们给王的信息就是，既然你这么厉害，所以神可以给的，你应该可以给啊。
So the governors and the satrap gave this decree thinking that, you know, if you are so great, then whatever God can give, then the king can also give.
所以王是被误导了。
So the king was misled.
就是被这些他所重用的这些总督官员误导了，以为人的祷告就是求东西啊。
He was misled by these workers that he deeply trusted.
所以这个时候让王生出了一个骄傲的心来。
So this actually caused the king to have a prideful heart.
这个骄傲就带着一个致命伤。
This pride is very deadly.
因为大利乌王基本上他是非常喜爱但尼尔的。
Because King Darius actually liked Daniel a lot.
可是他面对这些总督们怂恿他要来设这条命令的时候，他并没有想到其实祷告有更深一层的求，本身有更深层意义在里面的。
But when he was misled to sign this decree, he did not think of prayer as prayer has a deeper meaning.
所以他才会觉得说，身为一个大波斯王，那当然我的百姓需要的东西我都可以提供给他。
Therefore, as a king of Persia, he thinks that he could provide anything to his people.
这就是人的骄傲。
That is the pride of men.
那这个骄傲后来带来了他的愁烦跟忧伤。
But this pride had brought him a lot of sufferings later.
我们从后面就看到后来这个王呢吃不下也睡不着了。
We could see that later in the chapter he was not able to eat or sleep.
这个就是人因为这个环境别人所说的话产生了一种虚无的荣耀。
And that is the vain glory that was created by people's praises.
所以我们要非常小心从这个王所下这道命令里面要看到这个重点。
So we need to see this point in the king's action of signing this decree.
丹尼尔的生活成为别人陷害他的一个目标。
So Daniel's life became a goal of other people to accuse.
这也包括别人对丹尼尔的信仰生活根本就不了解，他们只是看到表面性的一个行为而已。
This also shows that people does not understand the real essence of his prayer life.
那我们看到丹尼尔他知道这条禁令之后，他仍然一样一天三次祷告。
But after this decree was signed, Daniel still prayed.
他说与素常一样。
As was his custom.
所以他不被这个禁令威胁，他也知道这些同事们要控告他的，针对他来的。
He was not endangered by this or threatened by this decree.
但以理他坚持他当初向神所立的那个志向。
He continued his determination.
他要过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
当然，他的祷告，我们从昨天长老所分析的就知道，他是因为知道了神的这个旨意，70年的时间到了。所以他为耶路撒冷祷告求平安。
Because Daniel understood the prophecies of Jeremiah concerning the 70 years of Israel's time of captivity, Therefore, he prayed about this.
所以他的祷告里面是为耶路撒冷求平安，为全国的百姓认罪悔改的。
He was interceding for the kingdom of Israel, praying for peace and repenting for his nation.
我们看到他的祷告其实不是在跟神求什么物质上的好处的。
So he was not really praying to God for any physical blessings.
他在为整个以色列百姓选民来认罪，来求神赦免。
He was repenting on behalf of his nation.
这是我们祷告，我们在祷告当中我们所应该有的内容。
This is a content that we should have in our prayer.
认罪悔改，为百姓求平安，这件事情难道是王可以给的吗？
Repenting for your own nation and asking for peace for your nation, is that something the king could give?
那我们现在看，但以理他知道这条经文之后，他仍然一样坚持窗户开向耶路撒冷，然后在神面前跪下感谢祷告，与素常一样。
So after Daniel found out about the decree, he still went ahead and opened his window, prayed towards Jerusalem as was his custom.
今天有很多人可以想很多的方法，但以理今天如果把窗户关起来，在家里面祷告可不可以？
So many of us today will think of us.Other alternatives. For example, is it okay for Daniel to close his windows and pray to God still?
既然别人要控告我，我把窗户关起来，我不会让人家看到啊。
Since other people want to accuse me, so I can just close my window so they can't see me.
但是我仍然可以在神面前跪下来，一天三次祷告，甚至五次祷告也可以啊。
I can kneel down, pray before God 3 times or even 5 times a day.
但是为什么但以他坚持要这样把窗户打开呢？
But why did Daniel persisted or insisted in opening the window?
我们今天早上从陈执事的分享里面知道说，窗户打开有它的意义在。
From this morning, a prayer session, we know that there is a meaning in opening the window.
那从信仰的角度来看，从面对别人的控告的这件事情来说，窗户打开代表他知道，如果把窗户关起来，就是惧怕敌人的手段。
So from the perspective of spiritual perspective, this means that if he wants to close the window, that he is afraid of accusation.
他就是害怕知道别人要控告他，他的信心退缩了。
That he is afraid of accusation and that he has no faith.
因为我们知道说，当他在祷告的时候，第二次看第十一节，这些人就纷纷聚集到他的窗前来看他了。
Verse 11, it says that these people assembled before him and found him praying.
所以如果丹尼里把窗户关起来，
So if Daniel closed his window,
代表什么？
What does it mean?
代表他害怕这些敌人对他所做的控告。
It means that he's afraid of the accusation made by his enemies.
所以他要用他自己的方法躲避这个控告。
Then he will use his own method to avoid their accusation.
但是丹尼他没有。
But he didn't.
所以他知道，
So he knew.
神是他的依靠。
God was his reliance.
他坚持开向窗户，开向耶路撒冷所带来的含义。
He insisted opening the window to show his heart.
因为他的祷告目标都是为着耶路撒冷在求平安的。
Because the purpose of his prayer is to pray for peace for his nation.
好了，现在这些人聚集来之后，就把这件事情控告到王那边去了。
Now after these men assembled and found him praying, they accused him in front of king.
等到王发现说，原来这群人为要他下这条命令就是针对但以来的时候，
When the king finally found out why the governors had these kind of decrees,
我们看到
because of Daniel,
看到王是怎么愁烦呢？
And how anxious did the king become?
王一心想要去救但以理，但是他没有办法。
King Darius wanted to save Daniel, but he couldn't.
所以最后王很无奈的，只好把但以理丢进狮子坑里面去。
So without any choice, he had to throw Daniel to the lion's den.
那圣经里面，我们如果看第28节，那天晚上王吃不下，也没有心情听什么娱乐，也睡不着。
Verse 18, it says that the king went to his palace, spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him, and his sleep went away from him.
但是我们如果注意看圣经的第16节，
If we read verse 16,
当王要把但以理丢进坑的时候，他特别跟他讲一句话。
When the king was putting Daniel into lion's den, he told him.
他说你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。
Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you.
那时候的王，他知道说，但以理的神是可以救他的神。
So we could see that the king knew that God, that Daniel worshipped, could save him.
那可是为什么这个王还是那天晚上睡不着，吃不下呢？
Then how come the king still could not fall asleep nor eat?
因为大力乌王他对但以理所拜的神能不能够真的救他，他其实是很没有把握的。
Because King Darius was still not very confident that Daniel's king would save him.
今天这个王如果真的相信但以理的神能救他，他大可以是睡觉的。
Because if King Darius truly believed that Daniel's God would save him, then he could sleep soundly.
就是告诉我们说，一个人他脑筋里面所认识的神呢，其实是有极限性的。
So we could see that sometimes we have a limit in what we can believe.
除非一个人真的看到、体验到神的作为以后。
Unless we truly experience God's work.
否则，虽然他讲的话很有信心。
Even though otherwise we can speak words of faith,
但是他的表现最后还是让他非常的愁烦，让他失眠。
Yet our actions would show that we have no faith at all.
这个就是信心本身是要经过去体验的。
So this shows us that faith needs to go through experiences.
那王那天晚上睡不着，所以一大早的时候他就赶快跑到狮子坑旁边去哀。圣经里面记载说他是哀声呼叫但以理。
The Bible tells us that the king rose early the next morning, went in haste into the den of lions, and cried out with lamenting voice.
我们去思想这个在狮子坑旁边的哀声呢？
If we can imagine the lamenting voice.
然后他说：“永生神的仆人但以理啊。”
He said, "Daniel, servant of the living God."
你所侍奉的神，他能救你脱离狮子吗？
Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?
我们如果注意去思想他这句话，他当时候的情境，他在狮子坑旁边，他怎么去叫但以理这件事情
？If we ponder upon how the king call out to Daniel with the lamenting voice，
他当时候真的是想说他可能已经死了。
We could see that the king probably thought Daniel has already been dead。
因为从人的理性来说，没有办法救一个人在一群饥饿的狮子当中能够存活的。
With our logical mind, no one would believe that anybody could survive a hungry lion.
但是接下来他在狮子坑旁边听到一个胜利的欢呼。
But then the king heard a victorious shout.
所以他听到但以理跟他回说：“愿王万岁。”
When Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever."
然后但以理就把他在狮子坑里面的发生的事情跟他讲了。
Then Daniel recounted to the king what had happened in the lion's den.
但以理说什么？
What did Daniel say?
第二十二节说，
Verse 22.
我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。
My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me.
他说，因为我在神面前是无辜的，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事情。
Because I was found innocent before him, and also, O king, I have done no wrong before you.
所以但以理说他在神在人面前都是无可指责的。
So he told the king that he was innocent in front of God and men.
然后神对信靠他的人做出一个让人想不到的回应。
And God has done something to the person whom have been loyal and faithful.
但以理那时候他是真的信靠神的。
Because Daniel was truly have faith in God.
为什么？第二十三节说。
23, verse 23.
当他从狮子坑上来的时候，他说他身上毫无损伤，因为信靠他的神。
Verse 23 tells us that Daniel had no injury found on him because he believed in his God.
然后呢，当王很高兴的就把但以理拉上来的时候
，So when the king brought Daniel out happily.
第二三节说王甚喜乐。
It tells us that the king was very happy.
他本来在狮子坑旁边是哀伤的。
Originally, before he heard Daniel's voice, he was lamenting.
他听到了但以理的这些回话之后，他就变得非常喜乐了。
But after he heard Daniel's voice, he became very happy.
因为他听到了神的作为。
Because he has heard the work of God.
今天我们怎么喜乐？
Today, how can we be happy?
如果我们听到神的作为，我们就会喜乐了。
When we hear about God's work, then we become very happy.
如果我们听到弟兄姐妹领受神的恩典，我们要有喜乐。
When we hear that God has been working in brothers and sisters' life, then we will become very glad.
他但以理从狮子坑上来的时候，这个王就有一个觉醒了。
When Daniel came out of the lion's den, then the king had a realization.
他对他自己所立的这官员，他有一个更深的认识了。
He understood what kind of governors he had.
原来这些官员就是一群想要陷害 异人的恶人。
He found that this group of people, officers, are a group of evil men who want to accuse a righteous man.
那结果呢？他说，王就把这些控告但尼人，连妻子带儿女，都把他丢到狮子坑里面去。
So the king ordered a decree to put all of these evil people and their family into the lion's den.
那我们看到说，这些官员、这些总督们的妻子儿女实在是非常无辜啊。
We could see that the family, the children, the wives of these governors and satraps were really innocent.
我们今天很多人工作不是都是为了要我们的家庭吗？为我们的妻子儿女工作吗
？Most of us worked very hard today for our family.
但是如果我们也像这些恶人一样啊
，But if we're like these evil people，
我们即使做了很高的官位，赚了很多钱，但是如果不是敬畏神的人，最后带什么结果呢
？Even if we have high position in our work and we earn a lot of money, but if our work is not righteous, we will in the end bring hurt and harm to our family.
他的妻子儿女最后都无缘无故的就在狮子坑里面死了。
So their family died in the lion's den with them.
那这些人他这些官位对他有什么用处呢
？And what good did their high position bring them？
这就是我们看到说。从这些控告人本身啊，我们发现有三次的聚集。
From the accusers, we could see that they had three assembly.
我们看第六节。
Verse six.
他们首先纷纷聚集来见王，要等于是陷王于不义，要下那条禁令。
In verse six, we could see that they assembled before the king to put the king in a bad situation.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这些人纷纷聚集到。但以理的窗前去看但以理的祷告。
These men assembled before Daniel's window to see him pray.
他们都是见证人哦。
They were witnesses.
所以但以理的祷告是跑不掉的。
Therefore, Daniel cannot escape.
他明明的违背了那个王的禁令，大家都知道的。
Because he had gone against the king's decree.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
这些人纷纷再来见王，要让王没有悔改的机会了，没有后悔的机会。
They assemble before the king to make sure the king doesn't have any opportunity to save Daniel.
似乎他们都得胜了。
It seemed that they have a triumph.
但以理已经没有机会了。
It seemed that Daniel is a.
他一定是要被丢到狮子坑里面去的。
It seems that Daniel had no more chance.
他们控告，他们想要把但以理除掉这个信念，应该达成了。
They feel that they would win this whole case.
可是最后，他们是纷纷聚集到狮子坑里面去。
But at the end, they were the ones that ended up in the lion's den.
那我们就看到说，我们今天在神面前，如果我们也是一个控告者的话，我说我们的心一定要持守正，在神面前一定要正。
So we could learn from this that we should not be an accuser in front of God, but that our hearts need to always be righteous.
那王。当你从狮子坑上来的时候，王还有另外一个觉醒。
When Daniel came out of the lion's den, the king also had another recognition.
他的觉醒就是他对但以理所拜的神的认识。
He realized that the God that Daniel worshipped.
所以之后他就马上下一道命令。
So he sent another decree.
第二十六节说。
Verse 26 says.
他说，现在要让全国的百姓在。但以理的神面前恐惧战惊。
He said, "May the kingdom tremble before the God of Daniel."
因为这个神是永远长存的活神。
Because he is the living God and steadfast forever.
第二十七节说，他护庇人，搭救人，在天上地下施行神迹奇事，救了但以理脱离狮子的口。
27, he delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who have delivered Daniel from the power of the lions?
但以理，他为这个王做了另外一次非常重要、慎重的一种宣告了。但以理他的行为，他从狮子坑出来这个动作，让王明白了认识神。
So the fact that Daniel could come out of the lion's den safely.Had made the king have such recognition.
但以理他一生里面，让他所侍奉的王都能够认识他的神是谁。
In his whole life, Daniel had made his superior or the king that he had served understood about God.
今天我们在工作的时候呢， 我们一定要让我们的工作的同事、上司、我们的一些 coworker 知道我们所拜的神是谁。
Today, when we work, we should let our superior and our coworkers know the God that we worship.
那我们从这一章里面，这个第六章，我们看丹尼他的得胜有几个关键啊。
From this chapter, chapter 6, we could see that there are a few points why Daniel had been triumphant.
丹尼他对王他是忠心办事，毫无错误。
Daniel was blameless in front of the king.
他对人呢，面对控告他的人，他是坚持信仰，他是不向恶人屈服。
And Daniel also persisted in the presence of his accusers. He did not compromise.
他没有妥协，没有对这个禁令妥协。
He did not compromise to the decree.
那他对神是坚持对神的信靠。
Towards God, he had his faith.
他坚持一日三次祷告，感谢、赞美、祷告与素常一样。
He persisted in praying three times a day, as was his custom.
这个就是但以理他在这一章里面告诉我们的很重要的信息。
So this is an important message that Daniel had taught us.
对神、对人、对王，在他工作上，他都是没有错误。
He was faultless and blameless in front of his superior, in front of men and accusers.
那但以他这个他这次所经历的，纯粹都是因为工作上带来的。
And the challenge that he got himself into was because of his work.
因为他实在太杰出了。
Because he was too excellent.
那别人实在很嫉妒他。
So a lot of people were envious of him.
那我们来试想一下，我们这个信仰跟我们的工作，我们要怎么样让像丹尼一样，我们可以让在工作上成为神的见证人。
So we need to ponder how we can be like Daniel when where we could be a testimony in our workplace.
我们能够坚持我们的信仰，同时在我们的工作上能够没有过失，然后成为一种美好的见证。
How can we be a good testimony in our workplace by being blameless in our work and also persist in our faith?
首先我们要知道工作是神赏赐的。
First of all, we need to recognize that our work is given to us by God.
就好像但以理第一章里面就这样讲了。
Just like Daniel who said in chapter 1.
第一章他的工作他为什么比别人杰出，是因为神赐给他智慧聪明吗？
Why was he more excellent than other people? It was because God has given him wisdom.
所以他可以了解各种王所教导他们的工作，他比当时候全国人都更突出。
That's why he was able to have good understanding in what he needs to do.
那我们今天对工作第二点的很重要认识，就是我们对工作本身，我们的认识跟其他不信神的人是不一样的。
The second recognition is that the way we look at our work should be different from the way other people look at work.
我们如果了解说工作本身是神的赏赐，
If we know that our career is given by God,
那我们就知道我们所服侍的应该是天上的神。
Then we should know that the one that we serve is the God in heaven.
所以我们在我们的工作岗位上，我们是一个忠心的工人。
Therefore, in our work, we should be one who is loyal and faithful.
我们就抱着为神工作的态度去做我们世上的工作。
We should do our work as if we're serving God.
那圣经里面告诉我们这个观念其实很清楚的。我们看以弗所书第五章、第六章。
Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第五节。
Verse 5.
以弗所书六章五节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ.
第六节。
Verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
七。
With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
好。我们他这里甚至告诉我们说，我们应该用诚实的心来做我们的工作。
The Bible tells us that we need to do our work with sincerity.
不是只在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢的而已。
Not as eye service and as men pleasers.
要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
But as the servant of Christ to do the will of God from the heart.
所以，我们今天知道工作神赏赐我，所以我在工作上，我尽心尽力去做。
So today we know that our career was given to us by God, therefore we need to do our work with all our heart and our strength.
那既然是神 赏赐我工作。
Because God is the one who gave me the work.
那神就是我可以顺利去执行我工作的能力来源。
Then God will be the source of my power, which would enable me to finish my work.
所以我们需要祷告求神帮助我们。
Therefore, we need to pray to God to help us in our work.
我们今天怎么在工作跟信仰上取得一个平衡呢？
How do we obtain a balance between our work and God?
我们要了解，我们要依靠神。
We need to rely on God.
所以我们要建立起祷告的生活。
Therefore, we need to establish a life of prayer.
像但尼底一样。
Just like Daniel.
我们如果能够每一天在出门工作以前，都知道说我要跪下来祷告，求神帮助我。
If we all know to kneel down before God before we depart from our house in the morning.
赏赐我可以来执行今天神你给我的时间，你给我工作，让我可以忠心办事，没有错误。
Asking God to give us the strength and wisdom to do all the work that is required of us.
那这样子，我们在人在对我们的工作，对我们的上司，我们都对得起。
So that we can be blameless and loyal to our superior in our work.
那我们对神，我们就知道我们是尊重神，我们在服侍神的。
Then we know that all the things that we do, we are actually respecting God and doing it for God.
当我们对工作有一个正确认识之后，
When we have the correct understanding of work,
其实我们会发现说工作对我们的信仰会带来一些挑战的。
Then we will understand that our work will sometimes bring us challenges in the faith.
特别是在工作场所的时候，有时候因为我们的信仰会跟人家会带来一些人际关系的挑战。
Especially in our interpersonal relationship with others because of our difference in religion.
有时候我们的信仰会成别人挑剔的目标。
Because other people may accuse us based on our religious belief.
就好像我们昨天晚上所问的题目一些问题啊。
Just like the question that we asked during the Q&A last night.
如果我们因为信仰缘故不参加一些跟宗教性有关系的节庆的 party 的时候会怎么办？
What will happen if we refrain from participating in holiday parties.
如果我们能够坚持我们的信仰的原则，不妥协了。
If we can keep the principle of our faith.
我们相信我们对于神的信心，坚持我们在神面前所要立定的这个圣洁的心志。
We believe that if we can have a determination to keep ourselves holy in front of God.
相信神会开路。
Then the Lord will open a way for us.
那我们知道说神会帮助我们，不会因为我们不去参加某一种活动，然后就让我们的工作受到一些阻碍。
We believe that if we keep our principle of not participating in these kind of holiday parties, then God will not let our career suffer because of that.
这个就是但以理开窗向耶路撒冷在我们工作上的含义了。
And that is the meaning of Daniel opening his window to pray to Jerusalem.
我们不害怕。
We are not afraid.
我们坚持我们的信仰生活原则。
We keep our principle of faith.
祷告感谢与素常一样。
Praying to God as always.
相信神不会让我们没有路可以走。
Believing that God will always open a way for us.
这是但以理他也是一样的，他是因为他的祷告让人来控告他的。
Daniel was being accused because of his prayer.
但是神救他出来了。
But God has saved him.
他胜利欢呼，出了狮子坑。
He came out of the lion's den with victory.
他带来了让王认识他所拜的神。
So that the king recognized or would know and understand this God that
he worshipped. 最后，他其实是大享亨通的。
At the end, he prospered.
在最后一节里面说，我们看但以理书第六章。
Let us look at Daniel chapter 6, last verse.
这个但以理当大力王在位的时候和波斯王古列在位的时候大享亨通。
Verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
好，那有关于但以理他的这个工作所带给我们的一些他的生活所带给我们一些启示啊。
And in the revelations that we've learned from Daniel's life.
我们知道说工作跟信仰本身啊会有些冲突的时候，是包括在这个时间的利用上。
We know that sometimes work and faith will have conflict in terms of time.
我们的时间有限，所以通常我们会觉得时间不够用。
We would feel that we don't have enough time.
所以工作对我们的信仰带来一些挑战的这个部分，就是我们时间要怎样分配的问题了。
So we need to know how to balance our time or how to prioritize.
我们需要管理我们的时间。
We need to know how to use our time.
通常我们对我们的时间 不过去管理通常都会浪费掉。
Usually we don't know how to manage our time, therefore we waste a lot of time.
我们常常以为我们有很多时间呢。
We often think that we have a lot of time.
因为其实时间就是一种资源。
Time is a resource.
那我们会以为说我还有生命还很长啊，我还二十几岁，我还年轻啊。
We think that we're still young, we have many years to go.
但其实时间虽然是有限的资源，可是我们却最容易把它浪费掉的。
But actually, time is a very limited resource that we often waste.
那我们需要知道怎么样管理我们的时间，我们才有办法在信仰跟工作上取得一个平衡。
Therefore, we need to know how to manage our time in order to have a balance between our work and faith.
那我们需要对我们的时间管理上定一些优先次序，就像胡传道跟我们说的，我们需要把信仰排在第一优先。
We also need to set priority in our time, just like Elder Liu had encouraged us. We need to put God first.
那其实信仰跟工作来说呢，似乎有一些冲突哦，有一些冲击。其实它也带来一些可以为主工作的一个机会。
Even though sometimes work and faith may be in conflict, but they also bring us an opportunity.
从但以理书里面，我们看到但以理的。他的信仰为他带来在工作上非常突出的表现，因为有神。
For Daniel's example, because of his faith, he was able to excel in his work.
从第一章、第二章我们参考过的。
From chapters 1 and 2,
他之所以被王选上来管理整个通国巴比伦国的这些哲士们，就是因为他的信仰。
We could see that the reason that he was able to excel way beyond all the other Chaldeans was because of his faith.
第五章我们刚刚上一堂所查考过的，但以理之所以能够为王解释那个墙壁上的字，也是因为他有美好的灵性。
And in chapter 5, just like what we studied earlier, the reason that he was able to interpret the dreams was because he had good spirituality.
在大利乌王这个波斯王朝里面，他之所以有机会能够当这个宰相，也是因为他有美好的灵性。
And during the reign of Darius, the reason that he was able to become a prime minister was also because he had an excellent spirit in him.
所以今天，但以理他的信仰给他带来很多工作上能够有好的表现的机会。
Therefore, we could see that his good spirit, his faith, actually brought him good opportunities in his work.
然后在他的工作里面就带来了美好的见证。
And also, he was able to have good testimony in his work.
我们从第二章，当尼底他为这个尼布甲尼撒王解了梦以后
，In chapter 2, after he interpreted dream for King Nebuchadnezzar，
那这个王啊，这个王就知道哦，你的神是那个是万神之神，万王之主。
So the king knew that your God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords。
到第四章，这个王做了这个梦以后
，In chapter 4, after the king had a dream，
那这个但尼也是帮他解决。
After Daniel had interpreted his dream,
那之后这个王他自己就了解哦，原来神在人的国中掌权。
The king noticed that it was the Lord God who has power in his kingdom.
所以第四章里面看到那个王对这个神的认识，也是因为但以理才有的。
So the reason that King Nebuchadnezzar had this recognition of our God in heaven was because of Daniel.
第五章。第十七节
，Chapter 5 or 17，
第五章，但以理为王解释这个墙壁上的文字。
After Daniel interpreted the writing on the wall for King Belshazzar，
那个时候，但以理呢，他非常勇敢的先指责这个波沙撒王。
Daniel was very courageously rebuking King Belshazzar.
他怎么跟这个王介绍他所拜的神呢
？How did he introduce the God that he worshipped to this king.
他其实是来教训那个王的。
He was actually rebuking King Belshazzar.
那他又讲他的父亲的那个例子给他听。
He gave him the example of his father.
然后第22节说，你是他的儿子呢。
Verse 22 says, "But you, his son."
你虽然知道这一切，但是你心仍然不自卑啊。
Even though you knew everything, yet you did not humble your heart.
你竟然敢拿天上的主至高。
You dare to lift yourself up against the Lord of Heaven.
啊，你没有将荣耀归给赐给你 有气息管理一切行动的神。
You did not give glory to the God who gave you breath.
那个时候，但以理用这个机会为神做了一个见证。
So Daniel used this opportunity to bear testimony for God.
当然，我们知道后来这个王就死了，那天晚上就死掉了。
We know that this king died that very night.
他太晚认识但以理。
He knew Daniel too late.
那我们看到说，但以理他的工作带来了很多为神做见证的机会。
So we could see that Daniel brought a lot of opportunities of testimony of God in his workplace.
今天想要去传福音哦，到底怎么传？
Today, how do we preach the gospel?
我们每一次灵恩布道会的时候，总是希望说有慕道者来。
We often want to have truth seekers to come to our spiritual convocation.
慕道者，我们也可以到街上去邀请啊。
We can go invite strangers in the street.
但是真的最有效的就是我们每一个人在我们的身边的人，让他们看到我们的作为，把他带来的。
But the most effective is to invite people who know us.
因为我们在我们的工作当中就是一个见证的时候。
Because in our workplace we are a testimony for God.
我们的邀请，我们的话语本身就有力量了。
So our words and invitation have power.
人家才会想要来亲近认识你所拜的这位神。
And people would want to know God more because of us.
这个就是信仰跟工作其实有互补性的。
Therefore our work and faith complement each other.
信仰带给我们有工作机会，突出的表现。
Our faith gives us an opportunity to excel in our work.
然后工作让我们有见证神，来活出我们信仰的机会。
And our work gives us opportunity to live out our faith.
那我们在教会里面呢，其实很多弟兄姐妹的信仰生活呢，从教会里面所受到的训练，在工作上其实都是有帮助的。
So a lot of trainings that we give to our youth today are beneficial to them in their workplace.
今天我们一个人从小在教会长大。
A person who grew up in the church.
我们经过很多的训练。
Have gone through a lot of trainings.
我们有机会在教会里面服事。
We have the opportunity to serve in the church.
其实都是在累积我们工作的经验。
These all accumulate a lot of training, a lot of experience.
在塑造我们的观念思想。
It shape up our concepts and values.
那我们在我们的工作上，我们就其实我们比一般不去教会的人有更扎实的训练了。
So to compare with people who didn't go through church, we have a lot more experience.
那我们在工作当中，我们其实也获得一些教育跟一些训练的机会。
And at our workplace, we also receive a lot of education and training.
那我们将我们所得到的，再回到教会里面来服事，用我们的智慧。按照神的方法来贡献给教会。
With the skills that we learn from our workplace, we can bring them to the church and use them to serve God according to God's will and way.
所以信仰跟工作，今天我们在强调说要过一个平衡的生活。
Today we want to live a balanced life.
我们知道，事实上是只要我们愿意把神放在第一优先。
We know that as long as we put God first in our priority.
我们坚持我们在对神的信心呢？
We insist in our faith in God.
神赐给人机会。
Then God will give us opportunities.
那神也保守我们所做的工作。
God will also keep and bless us.
那让我们有机会能够为主耶稣做见证。
So that we can bear testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在信仰跟工作上同时在成长。
So we grow at the same time in our faith and in our work.
那最后就会像但以理一样，成为大蒙眷爱的人。
At the end, we will become a prosperous man who are well beloved like Daniel.
那在我们的工作场所上，其实是大享亨通。
That we will be prosperous in everything.
这个就是但以理书的第六章里面，他跟大家所分享的信息。
And this is the message that I would like to share with you in Daniel chapter 6.
我们如果把这一次的灵修会这些 lectures 把它做一个整理。
If we arrange and our notes this by a C.
我们今天。在谈但以理在巴比伦的生活是一个得胜的生活。
Today we talk about how Daniel's life in Babylon was a victorious life.
我把它归成至少有十点是很重要的。
There are 10 important points that we can learn from.
第一个就是但以理他对天地至高神的认识是非常的清楚，非常的深入。
Firstly, he deeply understood his God in heaven.
他知道神没有难成的事情。
He knows that with God, nothing is impossible.
所以在人面前，在人看来可能不可能的， 他觉得在神都可以解决。
So in the eyes of men, it may seem impossible, but in God, he knows that it is possible.
第二点就是他自觉他是神属神子民这个身份。
Secondly, he had deep recognition of his status that he belongs to God.
他知道他跟别的人是不一样的。
He knows he's different from the others.
即使跟他同受训的这以色列的青年，他们觉得做什么事情无所谓。
Even though among the youth that came with him may not feel may assimilate or compromise.
但是他觉得他是神的选民，他要保持神子民的这个尊贵的身份。
But for him, he knows that he needs to keep his special status.
所以他知道说他是属神的，不是属这个世界的。
He knows that he belongs to God and not to this world.
第三点，他在神面前立一个志向。
Thirdly, he set a determination in front of God.
从他年轻的时候，他就立志在神面前保持圣洁。
Since young, he has this determination to keep himself holy.
然后一生，一直到他老的时候，他都持守，没有改变。
And he kept this determination until he was old.
从他十几岁到他八九十岁的时候，
from since he was young until he was old, he did not change.
他一辈子没有改变了。
He did not change this determination.
这是他从年轻的时候所立的志向的结果。
That is the result of him setting a determination when he was young.
第四点，
fourth,
他找到属灵的同伴。
He found spiritual companions.
这些同伴是跟他一起来祷告的。
These companions pray together with him.
不是跟他一起去玩的。
Not to play with him.
所以我们今天要能够过一个得胜的生活，我们的属灵的同伴是非常关键。
Today, in order to live a victorious life, it is very important that we have spiritual companions.
那既然有属灵的同伴，第五点就是要养成祷告的习惯了。
Fifth, we need to have a habit of prayer.
我们可能分散在不同的地方。
Even though we may not be together in the same place.
但是如果我们能够大家共同有一个祷告的时间，一起来祷告。
But if we can pray together at the same time.
为教会的工作祷告。
To pray for the church.
我们在教会里面服事当中，可能会发现教会很多问题。
We may find a lot of problems when we serve in the church.
但是这问题其实都可以解决的。
But all these problems can be solved.
有时候问题是因为我们对道理不了解。
The problem sometimes is because we don't understand the truth.
有时候是因为我们没有信心。
Or maybe because we don't have enough faith.
但是如果我们关心教会。
But if we really care about the church.
我们利用这些祷告的同伴们。
We can pray together with our spiritual companions.
我们一起为教会祷告。
If we pray together.
为我们所面对的困难祷告。
We pray about the difficulties that we face.
为我们所关心的弟兄姐妹的软弱祷告。
We pray for the weaknesses of the brothers and sisters whom we care about.
我们要看到神他在我们身上所做的工作是何等的大。
That we will know and see how great God's work is in us.
那这个就是养成一个祷告属灵同伴一起祷告的习惯了。
And that is a good habit to have spiritual companions.
因为我们知道祷告会像神会赐给我们一对翅膀。飞到旷野去。
When we pray, it is as if God will give us a pair of wings to fly to the wilderness.
启示录第十二章里面讲的。
That is recorded in Revelation chapter 12.
神赐给他的人一对翅膀，可以飞到旷野，躲避那个魔鬼的伤害。
That God had given His people a pair of wings to fly to the wilderness to run away or avoid the attack of Satan.
看到真正属灵的价值。
So that they could see the true value of faith.
所以要养成祷告的习惯。
So we need to have a habit of a life of prayer.
这是获得能力的来源。
That is the source of our power.
第六个。
Six.
在祷告的这个生活当中呢，我们要建立对神真实的信心。
In our life of prayer, we need to establish true faith towards God.
我们要有像但以上的朋友一样，为了信仰。甘愿舍弃生命的信心呢？
We need to be like the friends of Daniel, when they were willing to give up their life for their faith.
他这个信心都是让那个王都看到的。
The king saw their faith.
所以第三章里面，王说，他这个神哦，你看他们这三个人愿意为他们的神舍身，结果神就救他们。
Therefore, the king said that these three people were willing to give up their lives for their God.
这是对神真实的信心。
Therefore, God has saved them. This is true faith towards God.
第七个。
Seventh.
我们需要把我们信仰跟属神的事情放在我们生命中最优先的事情。
We need to put God and everything about God in our first priority.
我们可能很忙。
Maybe we're busy.
但是我们仍然有时间。
But we still have time.
因为我们如果没有时间，我们就已经死了。
Because if we don't have time, we're already dead.
我们今天很多人说我没有时间做很多事情。
So today, a lot of people say I don't have time to do this.
但其实什么是时间？
But actually, what is time?
时间就是我们生命的累积。
Time is an accumulation of our life.
如果我们活着，我们就有时间。
If we are alive, we have time.
死了就没时间。
If you're dead, you have no time.
所以只要我活着，我一定有时间。
Therefore, if you're alive, you have time.
但是我会觉得对一件事情没有时间，是因为我觉得这件事情不重要。
So the reason that you feel that you don't have time to do something is because you don't think that is important.
所以如果我们可以把信仰拜神的事情把它放在第一位。
But if we could put our faith and our worship of God as a first priority,
我们的信仰，我们一定可以找到时间来建立我们的信仰的。
Then we will definitely find time to establish our faith.
第八。
Eighth.
我们在工作上，我们要尽我们人当尽的本分。
In our workplace, we need to do our job.
就像我们在服侍神一样的。
Just like we're serving God.
所以，真耶稣教的信徒应该每一个都是。在工作岗位上是很杰出表现的人。
So every true Jesus Church member should excel in their workplace.
因为我们用服侍神的这态度在我们工作上尽心尽力。
Because we do our work as if we're serving God, doing our best.
我们绝对不会人家说你是一个懒惰的工作人员。
We would never be accused of being lazy.
然后跟人家合不来。
Or have interpersonal problems with others.
然后做一些事情就很多 complain.
Or if we're assigned a work, we complain.
不会，因为我们知道说我们多一点工作，我们都得到一些经验，我们就其实我们在获得经验以后，能够来服侍神。
Rather, when we're given work, we know that we will accumulate more experience that we could use to serve God in the future.
所以我们在工作上一定是别人可以认定说你是不一样的。
So in our workplace, we should be seen as different.
我们的工作伦理一定是很特殊的，很杰出的。工作伦理就是
ethic. Our work ethic should be very good.
就是我们的上司会喜爱的。
Our superior would like us.
第九。
Ninth.
我们要坚持我们信仰的原则。
We need to insist in our principle of faith.
坚持对神的忠实跟敬畏。
We need to insist in our loyalty and reverence towards
God. 当我们的工作上要求跟我们的信仰有冲突的时候。
When there's a conflict between our faith and work.
我们要坚持我们的原则。
We need to insist our principle of faith.
绝不妥协。
We never compromise.
因为我们知道神会为我们开路。
Because we know that God will open a way for us.
这是我们从祷告生活里面所建立对神的信心。
And this is the kind of faith that we establish in our prayer.
最后第十点。
The tenth.
我们在工作上，我们一定会成为神有力的见证人。
In our workplace, we will become a good testimony for God.
我们一定是为主耶稣发光。
We will shine for the Lord.
我们一定让主耶稣得荣耀的。
We will glorify the Lord in our workplace.
那我们在这个世上的生活一定是一个得胜的生活。
So that in this life we will be victorious.
神一定会因着我们，然后他会很高兴。
God will find pleasures in us.
我们如果在神面前做一个蒙神喜悦的人呢
？If we find favor in God's eyes.
我们在不管在哪一个方面，家庭、信仰、工作、学业上，我们都能够真的是充满感谢，然后。是充满平安的。
Then in whatever aspects of our life, in our family life, work life, anything, we will be full of praises and thanksgiving and peace.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让这次这个单以书的分享呢，能够真的对大家有造就。
So that we can be edified by the messages in Daniel.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn.
473首。
473.
Stay. to win some soul for thee. Lord, lead me to some soul in sin, and grant that I may be endued with power and love to win the soul, dear Lord, for thee. Some soul for thee, some soul for thee. This is my earnest prayer. Help me on life's highway to win some soul for thee, to win a soul for thee alone will be my constant prayer. That when I've reached the great white throne, I'll meet that dear one there. Some soul for thee, some soul for thee, this is my
soul for thee.
Let us kneel down and pray together.